From this ma'isa of Anshei Tveria, that the Chachamim Paskin, it's also to do this, exactly what they do again, they put this pipe of water, cold water, going into the Chamei Tveria to make the water get hot. When the Chachamim said it's also, you should know, Tveria, the Asru L'Rabbon, Rabbon Asarit, is Botlu Hatmona B'Dover Mois of Hevel. From here we learn, you're not allowed to make Hatmona with something that is Mois of Hevel. If the thing you put around your pot to keep it hot is moisiv hevel, like we'll see later, gefes, there are certain things, or choyl, sand, that makes it get hotter, you're not allowed to make hatmona even erev Shabbos, even Friday. Because here the mice on Shitzvari was, we put this pipe through on Friday. They put the holes of water to go into the Chametz Friday on Friday, and they let the water go through the whole Shabbos. So the Chametz said it's also to use the water. So you see, hatmona with a dover, moisiv hevel is awesome. If you feel a joint, even though you put it to a joint, still it's awesome. Shrashi botl hatmona, nesro hatmona v'dovra moisiv hevel. You're not allowed to wrap around your pots with something that's moisiv hevel, makes it hotter, material that makes it hotter. So mevoy yoyim nosnu shom asilun. Here the maizel, they put this cold water, this holes of cold water into the chametz freya Friday. Omevnei sha'atonanim is chametz mekach. But since on Shabbos, the cold water that went through the chametz freya got heated up, v'yavagadim emela, even though the water comes by itself, still it was awesome. What's the reason why the Chum asked by Anshei Tveriyim? Because it was Hatmon, it's doyme to Hatmona. You have this cold water, this cold pipe going through, wrapped around with hot water. That's Hatmona, whatever might have, that's awesome. So Toys there's the Kasha. What is the Gemara going to bring a Maish of Anshei Tveriyim for? It's not for the Mishnah later. Toys there's a Perka on my heart, Toymin. That the Toymin, Matt Sorg, the Mel of the Maish of Anshei Tveriyim, must listenly. The Toymin, whatever might have, Perka on my Toymin, who by Joy Mary. There's nothing to Mishnah later. So Tais gives a few truths, and one Teres faces one safe, and here we see how far they went, that it's also to drink the water even. They say the Mais Anshei Tveria was, it said it's also to have Hanor from this water through Shabbos. So the Mishnah later, that's also to do, we just know Matchila, you're not going to make Katmona. What about the Dievri who didn't make Katmona, we wouldn't know that it's awesome. As from here we learn that's also, and you're not going to have Hanor from it. You have to wait till Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the Chiddush here. The Apilum by Joy. Omar Ula Zakula Halocha Ki Anshei Tveria. The Halocha is like Anshei Tveria. What he although it's mutter, you're allowed to be Moisiv Hevel. You're allowed to make Hatmona. Omale Rav Nachman Kva Tavrisu Anshei Tveria Lisunayu. What do you mean Halocha Ki Anshei Tveria? They themselves were masking that's also they were Makabo the Rabbonin said, and they also broke already their holes to put the hot water through. Rash Lislonus Lunon Shalhem Shechosu Ben. They were also Chayze. So now the Halocha is it's also, and it's also because it's like Hatmona, you've been Matmin in the Dover Moisiv Hevel. Right. Maise she also Anshei Tveria. So what the Mishnah say? That if the water that was heated up on Shabbos, so it says in Bishabbos, if you put the cold water that was running through on Shabbos and got heated up on Shabbos, is has a locha like chametz shrichlo b'Shabbos, as if the hot water was heated up on Shabbos, v'yasurim b'chitzo v'shtiyah. You're not allowed to use this water to wash with on Shabbos, and no, then you can't drink it. Has Rabbanan asid not to drink it on Shabbos. If it happened on Yom Tov, so we say it's also brachitza, you can't wash your body, but motorim b'shtiyah. You're allowed to drink the water, because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook up water to drink. You're allowed to have mishum oichon nefesh, it's mutter in Shabbos. Just brachitza is not called oichon nefesh. Brachitza is called a tainig, it's not called a special enjoyment, that's not called shabbos l'chon nefesh. So the Gemara, my brachitza, what brachitza are we talking about, that we're saying it's also to do on Shabbos? Ilayim brachitza is called gufoi. It was saying to mamish, let's take a shower, wash your whole body. Observe to diik. When can you take a hot shower on Shabbos? Only with water that was heated up on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah says. That is Anshei Tveria, the Chamin has a loch, we gave it a chumrah, as if it was heated on Shabbos. It's mashmo chamin shukum erev Shabbos. If your mamish cooked up the water on erev Shabbos, you cooked up a hot bath, and you took off the fire right before Shabbos, and the bath or mikveh is still nice and hot, mashmo turin, then you would be allowed to take this hot bath on Shabbos. For the more of a time, we're not like that. Chamin shokma b'er Shabbos. If you have hot water that was heated up from every Shabbos, is alocha lomochor, it's on Shabbos, roichitz ben ponev yodav raglav. You only have a heter to use this hot water that was heated every Shabbos to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. That's all. Avoloi kol gufoi. So Rabbanan made exeri, you're not allowed to make rechitza kol gufoi. It's exeri because maybe you'll come to heat the water on Shabbos then. So Rabbanan asked you, you can't take a hot shower on Shabbos, even if the water was heated up from every Shabbos.
Would that apply by Tolos Achama?
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Even if it was cooked every Shabbos, it doesn't pass.
There is, because if you do it on Shabbos, we're afraid to come to cook up the water on Shabbos. So Bezoi, what do you mean to tell me on Shetferia? It has the chumra as if the water was heated on Shabbos, even if it was heated just Erev Shabbos, it's also do kol gufoy. So the Mar'ela, you have to say that Shan on Shetferia, what they asked it was, El upon of Yod of Ragl, that even to wash your face and your hands, also the chum asked it. And that's only water that was heated up on Shabbos. You're not allowed to have any hanor from. But if you have water that was heated up before Shabbos, that water, the Rabbanu b'matir, you're allowed to wash your hands and face. Just here, on Shei Tzveh, the Rabbanu b'machmir, as if was heated up on Shabbos. For the Gemara, b'zoi eim is safe. What does the safe of the Mishnah say? For Yom Tov, that lo yitzui, the Anshei Tzveh, you did this on Yom Tov, they put this cold water through the Chamei Tzveh to be heated up on Yom Tov, is kechamei shuchmu b'yom Tov. It has a look as if this water is heated up now on Yom Tov, the Yasur and Bechitza, and it's also to make a Rechitza on Yom Tov, Abu Mutar and Beshtiya. But to drink the water, that you're allowed to, because you're allowed to cook water on Yom Tov to drink with. That's Mutar. For the Gemara, Bazoi, we're talking about now, what does Rechitza mean? We said in the Reisha on Shabbos, it means even Pon of Yod of Raglam. That we ask that since this water is like heated up on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash even just your face with it. The voice kumen on Yom Tov is also the same halachon. That this chamei tveri that was heated up on Shabbos on Yom Tov, you can't even wash your face with it. The voice kumen on the mishnah is only according to Beisham, which is a kasha. The chur we always pass like Beisil, and Beisil is matters this. The Tanan we learned Beisham yomrim on Yom Tov lo yicha modim cham l'raglav. You're not allowed to cook up water on Yom Tov just to use for the purpose of washing your feet. And just for your feet alone, that's also not called, shav l'chol nefesh, it's not called l'chol nefesh, you have no heta. Elin came ruling ishtiyah. Only if the water is roi ishtiyah, then you're allowed to cook it, of course you can drink the water. Once the water is cooked, then nobody allowed to make a rechitzis raglav. That's how Beishamai. Oh, Beisilo matirin, Beisilo says no. To wash my stories, the upon of your yod of a raglav, that's called darbat shav l'chol gufay. Everybody has to wash their hands and face. Today we're not allowed to wash our feet so much because we have shoes and socks. But if you'll be allowed just to walk barefoot in the streets, it also be like your hands and your face. That's everybody washes. That's called Dar Rashav L'chol Nefesh. That's Beisil Ushitim. Only on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to heat up water to take a bath. That's called Stam Tainin, extra enjoyment. It's not called Dar Ratzor L'chol Nefesh. But to wash your hands and face that gets dirty, that's called Dar Ratzor L'chol Nefesh. Who Adin Raglov? See if you can say our mission now is talking about Pon of Yod of Raglov, and it's saying that Anshei Tveria obliged like the water was heated up on Yom Tov, therefore it's also to wash your face. That's not like Beisilu, because Beisilu says you're allowed to cook up water on Yom Tov to wash your face. If you can wash your feet, how about you can wash your hands and face also? So Churatani Beishamai, and tomorrow Amar Rav Ika Vachanina. No, Avad, we're going like we said before. We're talking about now throwing this water over you and washing your whole body. Yeah? So we're saying now that on Shabbos, that's why on Yom Tov you can't do this, because you're not allowed to wash your whole body. On Yom Tov, that's also. You can't heat the water on Yom Tov to wash kol gufay. That's not called Dover Shabbos HaNefesh. Who are then on Shabbos? You can't wash kol gufay. So what was Akasha? Akasha was that the Mishnah says the reason why it's also because it blinds if this water was heated up on Shabbos. Mashma, if the water would have been heated up on Friday, then you would be allowed to wash yourself. You can't wash kol gufay anyway on Shabbos. The Torah says no. Vaitana awatanahu. Awatana goes like this. Vaitanahu, detanya. Lo yishtef adam kol gufay. You're not allowed to throw water on top of you on Shabbos. Bein bechamin, bein tzoinen. Divrei Remeya, salt Remeya. You can't even take a cold shower on Shabbos, salt Remeya. You can't throw water on cold gufoin, bein chamin, bein tzoinen, divrei Remeya. Reb Shimon says, no, it's mutter, both of them. Even to throw chamin on top of you, that's mutter. He's dafka by says rechitza, to go into a hot bath, or to go into like chamin tzveya, that's what the chom acid on Shabbos. You can't be roiches kol gufoin. But just to throw on top of you, that's mutter if the water was heated up erev Shabbos. That's mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. So Mela, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that this water, if it would have been heated up Friday, you would be allowed to throw it over you on Shabbos, even to be rochas kol gufay. But now that the Anshei Tzveh, the Chom Lamachman, said you were not allowed to do this, to make this hot tomorrow with Dabra Moisef Hevel, that Chom gave it a din as if the water was heated up on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to throw it on kol gufay, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda makes the chilek. Bechamin osur. If it's hot water, you can't throw it on top of your body on Shabbos. But certainly mutter. But take a cold shower, that would be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the voice coming out, Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Shimon. So Drashi l'shtatev, shenoysin al gufay. You're not going into a hot bath,
but you're throwing hot water on top of you, or mishtatef, and you like rub yourself with it. V'hai tana zekrash Reb Shimon hi. Demata lishtatef kol gufay v'shabbos. You're allowed to throw hot water over you on Shabbos. When? V'cham en shulchum v'merah Shabbos. If there's hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. V'ainu dekoma. Therefore, the Mishnah has to say, it's osur on Shabbos. Why? Because it's k'cham en shulchum v'shabbos. Rabbanu gave gzeira as if it's chukmo on Shabbos. Awesome. Hi shulchum v'yesmel shari. But if it would have been Erev Shabbos, it would have been mutter. Vi biyomtiv, it happened on yomtiv is also gecham and shulchum biyomtiv viyosav rechitza. The afilu beisilu leshori lahochem biyomtiv el lepona biyodav raglo. Ah, well, the shittiv kol gufei loy. Even according to beisilu on yomtiv, you let cook up hot water just for the purpose of washing your hands or your face. That's called davar tzarich lachol nefesh. But to wash kol gufei, that's awesome. That's good. So the Gemara Omer Rab Chizda. Machloikis, where's this machloikis bekli? It's only machloikis water in a kli if you go in the hot water or not. Avo bekarka, if the water is in the karka, then divri hakomutta. That's the havamina. If the water, the hot water is in karka, like a mikvah, and it was heated up from before Shabbos, everybody's masking allowed to go into the water on Shabbos. It's only a shal if the water is in a kli. So Trashi, bekli, rashloishna, b'shabbos, and mechamna, filo hukum, bekli. The royoim, if somebody sees you going into like a hot bath, a hot tub, hayoim huchmu. People think this hot tub was heated up today. Or muchamusa, the toldus or ninu. Everybody knows how do you heat up a tub of water. You have to have a fire underneath. It's called toldus or. The yosel hochim b'shabbos. People then come also to heat up water on Shabbos. They're going nice and sain and mechamin. People put cold water on the hot water. Therefore, b'kli, we have a hot tub. So even though it's heated up on Erev Shabbos, Rabbanan asked you not to go into it on Shabbos because people think it was heated up on Shabbos. Abu Bekarkos of Trash, you're going on Matboyish or Machsois, the big ace Mikvois in Beit America, the big tail of tubs, Vahai Chamayor. The Hain Chamayor, it's also Chamayor. There it's Mutter. Why is it Rashi? The Batlu Mutter is Cham. It's but that's not called Cham for some Havmin, the Havmin in Rizal, for some Havmin, if the water is in the Karka, that's not called Cham. As usually, how do you heat up water in a Kli? So Kozaman, the water is in the Kli, would look as if this was heated up today in the Kli. But once the water is not in the Kli anymore, it's pulled in into a big mikvah, so we don't see the Kli where it's heated up, it doesn't have the gzera. See, in a karka, it'd be mutter, to go into a hot bath. In a karka, that's the habimina. So the Gemara name, Vuha Maisa Dan Shei Tverya, Arduchur Tzakasha, the Maisa now Mishta Van Shei Tverya, was the karka heavy. Hey, Chamei Tverya, Zichra in the karka, in the ground, the hot water in Tverya. Vyasul Rabbonin, and still Rabbonin asked you. That water, you can't use that water to make a rechitza, and that water goofy you can't do. Even though the water is still the karka, still it's awesome. So the Rechid learns like this. Machlokes the karka. Where's the machlokes if you go into the hot water or not? That's only calls the man, the water is the karka. Avul bekli. But if the water is in a kli, in a tub, then it's worse. Then divrei hakol also. Then according to everybody, it's awesome. It's only a machlokes. When is Reb Shimon or Reb Yehuda matir? They're only matir if the water is still the karka. So the karka, we don't see the heat. We don't look as if it was heated up right now. Mashiach, if the water is in a kli, then avadir it's awesome. Omar Rosu, see what the locher is. Omar Rav Bar Bachon, Omar Reb Yechon, Alochik Reb Yehuda. Alochik is like Reb Yehuda. What Reb Yehuda said, the chamin is osir, and that's where we hold. Any type of a hot water, you can't take a hot shower on Shabbos or a hot bath on Shabbos or throw the hot water on top of you. That's awesome, the Rabbonim. Any type of a hot thing to wash kogufa is osir on Shabbos. Halach like Rabbi Yehuda, even bekli and even mekarka. Omalei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Akasha beferish miloch. Did you hear beferish? That's what Rabbi Babachone said that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Or in the klal shmiloch. Or only in the klal means you heard him say something else. And from that you're medai. Since he said that, mistamad is dalocha. And usually when you only have a klal, the more we can on it. So it wouldn't be such a klor like that's the halacha. So the more mind the klal, it will be the raya from a klal only. The Yomar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Yechin, Omar Rav Yanai, Omar Rav, Komokam Shatim Moitzi Shnayim Chalukim. Whenever you find two people have a machlokes, one connected to the other one, the Yechid Machriya, then you have a third one that says Hachro. He says in between. He says not like the first one, not like the next one. He says in between Shito. You know, the cloud is Halacha Kedivri HaMachriya. The Halacha is Namashak Kedivri HaMachriya. That's why here also he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. His Rav Meir said it's Mutter, Rav Meir holds it's also Bein B'cham and Bein B'tzoinim. That was Rav Meir's Shita. Rav Shimon said both is Mutter.
Zai bechamen, zai besoin is mutter. For Yab Yehuda, the third sheet is called Machria. He said, no, the difference. Bechamen, it's always awesome, and besoin is mutter. So this is the cloud. Whenever you have two machlokes and a dover, divra, machria, the loch is like the machria. So that's why I say, Mistoma, Rabbi Vachon is paskin like Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz, the only time it's not like that, is by aloch and mikulim atlonis. We had before, shayla, how big the beggar has to be to makabel tumma. Shloisha tvachim, ashloisha tvachim. The other shayla was a little bit less than three tvachim, at three tvachim. Then we had a machloike shaf, al pish rebel as a machma. Rebel as a said that kli is bottled. If you didn't put it into your kupa, into your, dresser, you just put it on the back of the door, he says it's not makabel tumma. We have Yeshua Mekel. Yeshua says, no, if you put it on the back of the door, it shows you want to use it. It's called the Choshev Kli. It's not bottom. We have Akiva Machria. And there, Rabbi Akiva was Machria and made a chilek. On the back of the door, it's good. On not the back of the door, it's also. So he was Machria. And there we say, this is the only case, ain't halacha k'divrei Machria. We don't pass in this case, like Rabbi Akiva, we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. But every other place we have two machlokes in, and the third one is machriya pasul the machriya. Why is this case Rabbi Akiva different? Chodod Rabbi Akiva Talmud heavy. He was only a Talmud, so you don't pass like the Talmud makam rabbi. The yoy the better teretz is a hodavay Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gufa was raised up from his divya machriya what he said. So badu we're not going to pass like Rabbi Akiva. Hodavay Rabbi Akiva gabed Rabbi Yeshua.